Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Henry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pasquale. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Robin Roberts. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brandt moves to third. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Henry for a passed ball. Brandt scores. Powell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Twins, 1, Orioles, 1. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Snyder reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Roberts moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Roberts scores. Brandt moves to third. It's 2-1, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell bunts towards first. Allison fields the ball and throws to Pascual covering. Safe. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison juggles the ball. That's an error on Allison. Brandt scores. Johnson moves to third. Powell moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsino is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Johnson scores. Powell moves to third. Seaburn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Orioles. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Snyder fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 1 in the game. Henry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Orsino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhaals hits a line drive towards short. Johnson catches it and throws to first to double up Klipstein. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seaburn moves to second. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Roberts hits a line drive towards third. Rollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Hall reaches second base with a double. Ron Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 2 in the game. Henry is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Foze now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson bunts in front of the plate. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. Brandt moves to second. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Powell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-1, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Aparicio now playing shortstop. Gino Cimolai now playing left field. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verals hits a fly ball into left field. Cimolai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Orioles. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Orioles. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-3 in the game. Orsino strikes out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Adair reaches second base with a double. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Roberts takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0-for-3 in the game. Henry hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.